Over 150 examples show Democrats denying election results, RNC reports. By Wendell Hussebo on July 12, 2022. Over 150 examples show Democrats denying election results. The Republican National Committee's, RNC, research team revealed to Breitbart News on Tuesday. Though Democrats claim it is undemocratic for President Donald Trump to claim the 2020 election results were faulty, Democrats themselves for decades have not accepted the results of elections they have lost. Biden and Democrats have a long history of contesting election outcomes, including Hillary Clinton and Reps. Barbara Lee, DCA, Maxine Waters, DCA, and Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, who have all cast doubt on every single Republican presidential victory in the last two decades. In fact, every single Democrat president since 1977 has questioned the legitimacy of U.S. elections, according to the RNC. Biden cast doubt on the legitimacy of the upcoming 2022 midterms this year. In both 2013 and in 2016, Biden claimed that Gore won the 2000 presidential election. In May 2019, Biden said he absolutely agrees that Trump is an illegitimate president. This man, Gore, was elected president of the United States of America, Biden claimed in 2013, according to a Poll report. Democrats have not just denied election results. They have labeled them as stolen, fraudulent, and a coup d'etat. In 2002, Gore claimed he would have won if every vote in Florida was counted and that he absolutely believed he would become president after the ordered recount. In 2016, Hillary Clinton said that the Supreme Court took away a presidency in Bush v. Gore. Democrats repeatedly cast doubt on the legitimacy of the 2004 election. In 2006, then DNC Chairman Howard Dean stated that he was not confident that the election in Ohio was fairly decided in 2004. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said it is appropriate to have the debate concerning the 2004 election and claimed that there were legitimate concerns regarding the integrity of U.S. elections. Then Representative Bernie Sanders, IVT, cast doubt on the security of electronic voting machines in the 2004 election, saying he was worried that some machines do not have a paper trail. Democrats have also cast doubt on the 2016 election. In 2017, seven House Democrats tried to object to the 2016 election electoral votes. After President Trump's victory in 2016, 67 Democrats boycotted his inauguration, with some claiming Trump's victory was not legitimate. In September 2017, Hillary Clinton said she would not rule out questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 election. In October 2020, Clinton claimed that the 2016 presidential election was not conducted legitimately, saying, "We still don't really know what happened. No, there was a widespread understanding that this election, in 2016, was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened. I mean, there's just a lot that I think will be revealed. History will discover," Hillary told The Atlantic. "But you don't win by 3 million votes and have all this other shenanigans and stuff going on and not come away with an idea like, whoa, something's not right here." That was a deep sense of unease. Most recently, Democrats supported Stacey Abrams in her stolen election claims. Hillary Clinton said Stacey Abrams would have won Georgia's gubernatorial race if she had a fair election and that Stacey Abrams should be governor but was deprived of the votes she otherwise would have gotten. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said, "I think that Stacey Abrams's election is being stolen from her." Senator Sherrod Brown, DO, contended that if Stacey Abrams doesn't win in Georgia, they stole it. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said the evidence seems to suggest the race was stolen from Stacey Abrams. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.